Welcome to the inaugural Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And welcome. So we're going to set the bar really low here, so we can only go higher from here, right?
Right.
The very first one. So, Sean is my son, and so don't hold that against him. But huge Packer fan, and I know that you have much more knowledge about the specifics on players and statistics, and probably one player in particular that unfortunately the Packers just re-signed. They got rid of him once, but apparently they brought him back again.
I like James Jones.
I know you do. Otherwise known as "Don't throw an easy pass because he'll drop it," Jones. Seems like the only time he catches them is when they're hard.
I think you're getting him confused still with Finley.
I could be.
Jones caught plenty of passes. He caught the highest percentage of passes his last year he was with us.
Okay, so why did we let him go?
I don't know why they let him go. But he's back now. So,
well, obviously we needed some help. I still felt that even it was tough to see Jordy go away, but anytime you lose a player of that caliber, it's always going to hurt you. But I felt good. And then, of course, when you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, it's going to help you as well.
They dropped Miles White. Did you see that for Jones?
I did not see that.
Yeah, they dropped Miles White to make room for him.
Wow.
I thought they'd drop from a different position
and
just use Jones as kind of a veteran presence to help mentor the younger guys.
And they kept both fullbacks. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, that's why we're not coaches, I guess. But we got our mascot with us today. I have to put a picture of her up there so people can see. She is. She needs a jersey or something. That lady, a Bernese Mountain Dog. What does she weigh, about 70?
Yeah. She's a thick dog, though. It's hard to find something that's going to fit her.
Really?
Yeah, like she's thick around the middle there.
So am I.
Yeah.
We got a lot in common.
We found you a jersey.
That's one nice thing about humans. They can go X, 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 X. But so let's talk about what are you thinking? I think we did picks yesterday. We talked about where we're going to see the division. Do you have that behind you? You want to grab that?
That's right here. I mean, I guess we both have the Packers winning the division.
Oh, surprise.
But I think even if we weren't Packers fans, that would be the case.
I think so. I would think so.
Unless, you know, Viking fans, because we live deep in the heart of Viking country. They seem to think, you know, it's their, they'd be shocked if they lose a game this season.
Yeah. Yeah, they, it's every year.
every year.
it's every year is the hope burns eternal for the Viking fans, and then something bad will happen, and they go, that's it, season's over. But I think the Vikings are actually going to, you know, we got Adrian back here, and I think they're going to have a pretty good year, I think. So what did we do? What did you pick?
So we both said 12-4 for the Packers. I think that's a pretty safe bet. I think they could do better than that. I'd be surprised if they did worse.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jordy isn't going to be that big of a factor, especially now that we have James Jones, the star wide receiver.
I dropped one.
He doesn't drop them. That was one season he dropped a couple. And then after that, you have Lions coming in at second place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have the Vikings coming in at second place.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I think the Vikings, they could. I mean, I think that, again, with the Adrian coming back, it's interesting sometimes when a team loses a star player like that, and they all have to rally around, and then when the player comes back, they've all kind of stepped up their game. So they could very well. In Detroit, you never know. I mean, you know, but they win 10 games in a row, and they lose 6 games in a row, so.
Yeah, and he tore his ACL that one season, Adrian, and he had that record-breaking recovery. He's recovered from it in 9 months.
Yeah, he went over to Europe, didn't he? He did, like,
did
a
he?
Stem cell type of rehab, I think it was.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, and he came back after that and just – he ran angry.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's going to do this season.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'm sure he's not too happy.
Yeah, it's tough for me. It's a real toss-up between Detroit and Minnesota for me to go in second, but I picked Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater has some experience now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everyone in Minnesota is talking about him being their next Brett Favre.
Well, so they make it to the championship game and they fall apart again, huh?
Yeah. But he'll call an audible and throw an interception.
That's a Packer Brett Favre. I was talking about the Vikings.
He did that with the Vikings, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. In the championship game?
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure. No, that's how they lost that championship game.
The Giants game against in Green Bay where they told him, just hand it off. No matter what, just hand it off. Do not call an audible. Then, of course, he did, and we lost.
Yeah. Isn't that what he did, though? In Minnesota, they were playing the Saints in the championship.
I don't recall.
And game he got so beat up.
Yeah, I remember the pictures.
It kind of led to Bounty Gate. Mm-hmm. pretty sure he threw an interception at the end of that. I don't know if it was audible.
I'm sure he did.
Sure he did.
It's just like growing up. Well, I shouldn't say growing up. Watching Brett through his whole career, you hated to see him roll right. Because you know he was just going to throw it. It didn't matter if somebody was in front of the ball that was from the other team. He was going to throw it. So.
And then there's Rodgers. He rolls right, and you're like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, you've been pretty lucky. You've had two awesome quarterbacks that you grew up with.
Yeah.
Came up with Brett, and then Aaron came in.
Yep, and then we'll have someone after that.
Huntley?
I don't think it'll be Huntley. I like Huntley, but Rodgers, I think, will be there too long for Huntley to be the next guy.
I think so, too. There'll be some trade bait or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He'll be like our new Matt Hasselbeck or something.
So where is do you know the position now? Who's behind Roger? Have they designated who the second quarterback is going to be?
I thought it was Tolzien.
Was it? Okay.
I mean, he's kind of been in that role all preseason.
Mm-hmm.
For our predictions, you have the Bears. Oh, we both have the Bears in last.
Yeah, you got to go that way.
Yeah, you got to. It's Jay Cutler.
Got Bears.
They lost Brandon Marshall. So that ends up with you with Vikings in third, and I have the Lions in third.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be tough. It's always tough in the division for we know each other too well, and they beat each other up. But I don't know. It's pretty cool starting out the season with the Bears.
Yeah, I think both the Lions and the Bears, though, got worse. They lost some key people.
They did. The Lions lost a lot. They lost more, than the Bears. But I still think that I'm just picking them to go second. But
yeah, they lost Reggie Bush as well.
I never really thought that they used him that way. It just didn't it just didn't seem to take off for him the way they thought it would.
I think they did well with him. They didn't have him at, you know, kind of a typical running back position. They used him for a lot of the the dump down passes, screen passes, and seemed to work well for him.
Mm. Yeah, what do I?
Calvin Johnson's a year older. Yeah. He was hurt.
Yeah,
a lot of last season.
A stud.
But he's still.
Yeah.
When he plays injured, he's still one of the best, if not the best.
Just a freak.
Yeah.
It's just fun to watch if he's not playing your team.
One of the big wide receivers for the Vikings that they're talking about is Charles Johnson.
Mm.
You heard about him? They're thinking he'll – because right now they have Mike Wallace and Cordell Patterson, or however you say his first name.
Cordell, yeah.
Cordell. And Charles Johnson, they're thinking, is going to be their new stud.
Really?
Do you know where he came from? Packers practice squad. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing we haven't seen this year from the Vikings. Usually it's like when we cut down, they pick up a couple of our guys. We haven't seen that this year.
Not yet. It can still happen.
Yeah, there's still time. There's still time. All right, so what are you expecting from the offense this coming out of the gate here, first game of the year against the Bears?
Well, you know.
Excuse me while I imbibe in my Wisconsin made whiskey and Diet Coke.
Don't mind the sound of the ice. I mean, McCarthy kind of famously now said he thinks that with our offense this season, they have the potential to be the best in history. And then right after that, Jordy got injured for the season.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
But I don't know. I think still have a lot to look forward to, especially, you know, we have Rodgers. It's hard to beat that.
Double check.
Yep, discount double check. And then you got Tolzien's look pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's I mean, hopefully you never have to go there, but I feel better about the backup spot now than I have in the past couple of years.
I didn't feel very good about Tolzien right when we got him, you know, his rookie year.
Right.
After drafting, like, he didn't look so good. I didn't even think he looked that good at Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And then, but he's definitely, I think, McCarthy got his hands on him.
Yeah, he's it's crazy what he can do with the quarterbacks.
So he'll probably go the Flynn route, spend a couple years there, maybe back up Rodgers in a couple games, have like 5 touchdowns.
Right, and then he gets signed by Seattle.
Yeah.
Cut.
And then you didn't get benched for the rookie.
That's so we got the quarterback figured. What running back? What are you thinking?
I think Eddie Lacy will be the starter.
Who, what?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen too much of him in the preseason.
No, they've really.
But he did look good.
Mm-hmm. It looks like we got a little more depth this year, too. We got Starks looks all right.
Yep. Starks looks pretty good.
And then they had quite a battle there for the third running back position.
Is it Harris? Is that who got it?
Oh, man, you're supposed to know the names, not
I'm
me.
I'm supposed to know the names.
I put that out in the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. I said that Sean knows all the names and statistics. I'm just here to push buttons.
It is Alonzo Harris. Got the third spot.
Okay.
I liked him. He looked good. It's hard to tell at this point because when he's in, he's running against a second or third string defense.
It's always tough in the preseason.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a quarterback that throws 4 touchdowns, and you're like, okay, who are you throwing them against? So.
Yeah. Richard Rodgers looked good, tight end. He, came along pretty well last year, and now I think he had a good offseason, good preseason. He's a nice big target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McCarthy and Thompson love their tight ends, but they haven't had them in the last few seasons ever since Finley left the failed project of Finley.
Yeah, it was they like their tight ends to be like tall linebackers.
Basically, they want the big targets. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, we struggled immensely in the red zone last year despite how good of a team we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll help having Rodgers another year under him. Corliss should be pretty good again this year. James Jones is I know you don't like him.
Who?
But he's a big target, and I think that'll help in the red zone.
Well, hopefully.
He's not going to drop it.
Wait till after this next game.
I need to find his statistics here right now or something, because I need to prove to you that he doesn't suck.
Well, I don't think he sucks, but it's interesting to me that he goes over to Oakland and he gets let go. They don't keep him. You don't let guys go that aren't good.
Okay, well.
And then
here's the thing. He was on the Giants. He was going to make the team, and then he saw that Jordy got injured. And, you know, he went to Tom Coughlin, and he's like, sorry, Tom, but I got to go back. Green Bay needs me.
Hey, and you got Tom, any more of that stuff you're smoking?
Tom was okay with that.
I don't think so.
All right. How many – so 2013, he's only not been with us for one season.
I thought it was 2. I thought he was gone in Oakland for 2.
No, he was only – he was here in 2013.
Mm, okay.
So 2013, he had 59 receptions for 817 yards, averaged just under 14 yards a catch, and he had 3 touchdowns.
How many drops?
Let's see. I don't see that, actually.
No, oh, imagine
I'll
that.
I'll find it. Unfortunately, he had 2 fumbles. I do see that. Didn't want to bring that up. It doesn't say. Why doesn't it say that? That's strange. How many receptions do you think he had last year with Oakland?
50.
Higher.
70.
Higher.
80.
73. So even without Rodgers, you said he went to Oakland and he
wasn't
that good.
Yeah, but again, why would you let him go? 73
receptions is not anything to...
What did he do? I mean, how many touchdowns? What was his average?
6 touchdowns.
Okay, why would you let him go?
His average was 9.1. Because they're more of a dump-off offense anyway, so he's not going to get that huge average.
But. So they felt he wasn't worth the money to keep him on, so they let him go. And then the Giants picked him up, and he didn't work there. And so then, hey.
I like him. I liked him when he was here.
Oh, I liked him, too. I didn't feel bad when he left.
We won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made money on Jordy catching that first touchdown in
hey, that's a family show. you can't be talking about gambling. People don't gamble in the NFL.
No gambling.
Mm-mm. How's your fantasy team doing? You excited about? You got two different teams, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of gambling,
both are 12 team leagues. Not messing around with any of that 18 nonsense like last year.
And how have you done the past years?
Done well. Couple leagues usually end up doing either close to or in the championship. Mm. This my first one looks good. Second one drafts tonight, actually.
Really? What time?
9:30. Yeah, I got work in the morning. It's changed the time for the draft. Like, I don't know. It had to have been 10 times.
What's it? What's that take you guys to do the draft, 12 teams?
It depends. It'll probably take a good 2 hours.
So yeah. you're gonna be up late.
Well, I don't have to. My first meeting's not till 10.
Oh,
and it's in town here, so.
Okay. Well, back on task, sir.
Back on task, yeah.
So we kind of covered the running position, wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a certain former ex-player that's back. Hopefully he's got a big jar of stick'em so he doesn't drop too many balls.
What about Jordy? Ever since Jordy went down, you've been pretty optimistic about the whole thing.
I feel good about the wide receiver. I think that's one area that Ted Thompson has just proven over and over and over again that he's been really good. What is it, Aberderis?
Jared Aberderis.
He got. I'm thinking they're hoping they can stick him away into the practice team, but he really reminds me a lot of a young Jordy. I don't know if he's got the bulk, but he's got the speed and that size. But yeah, they got. They've got some good players they can stuff in there. I'm not really. Again, you know, I'm not too worried about it. I mean, you hate to lose a player, but you know it's much better than losing one of our top linemen.
I just looked it up, the practice squad signees for this year. Jared Aberderis is on there.
Okay, cool.
So he'll probably, you know, practice a few weeks more and then get snapped up by the Vikings.
Just before our first game against the Vikings.
Yeah, exactly. He'll learn the playbook and
well, it was kind of, you know, the worst part about it was your mother losing Jordy.
Oh, she won't even watch this season.
I don't even know if she's going to even come in to the games, you know, because she lost her Jordy in his squinty eyes.
So with James Jones, number 2 receiver or number 3 receiver?
No, oh, that's a good question.
Because you have Randall Cobb.
Okay.
Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you think?
I don't know. I think eventually I could see him becoming number 2. I don't know if it'd be right away because, you know, he's been gone for a year, but I could definitely see him coming in at number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think he'll be number 2 right off the bat.
You do?
Yeah. Not because he's necessarily better than Adams, but because I think they want Adams to stay in the slot.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's kind of where he's, you know, been his whole time with us, and where he knows James Jones is more experienced at running those long routes. And
well, I, you know, all kidding aside, I'm sure that they felt they kind of got a gift here when he became available. I don't think the offense has changed that much. I just read something today. I think it was on ESPN, and they were talking about, he said it's just going to be a matter of the signals and hand signals and terminology's changed a little bit because you have to do that year to year. But yeah. I don't know.
I think Ty Montgomery is going to be a rising star for us too, at wide receiver. He was what I was really looking forward to watching him start, not before we got Jones. Offensive line. Hopefully we have the year we did last year.
Yeah, I think the boys are coming back too. I don't think I think they're all healed up from what I read today that they're gonna they should all be ready for the Bear game. And I think it was it Sitton? Somebody asked him, "Are you going to be ready for the game?" He goes, "Why? What did you hear?"
I mean, last year it was kind of amazing. You never have that where no one was injured, really. Who was it? Bulaga missed 5 plays, and that was it.
Yeah, that's so
on the offensive line. Right. That's a mini miracle.
Well, let's switch over to defense.
Switch over to defense.
Because we've been just blabbing around on
on McCarthy's legendary offense.
It's interesting. You know, before we do that, though, the fact that he's given up play calling, what do you think?
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I sent you that story of him feeding the defense the offense's plays. And
that's
so
funny.
I think, you know, he has more time now to do some of the stuff he's been planning on doing for a while.
Yeah, was it Matthews said, oh, so that's how you guys knew.
Yeah.
Well, and it's got to help practices. Yeah. So they're both on equal
footing.
I'm
sure it helps Rodgers, too.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of torn either way. I could see why. But he is so meticulous on when he goes back and reevaluates everything. He'll make any changes he feels will what's needed to make the team better. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's great thing to do.
Yeah,
but boy, that's, you know, then a lot of guys, I don't know, there's a lot of ego involved in the NFL, and I think that had to be tough just to give that up. And you know, there's going to be times where he's going to be in the ear saying call this.
Lost his play calling, gained a beard.
He did.
I've seen very mixed reviews online of that beard. Some people love it. Others are like, you need to shave that before game one.
Oh, I like it because he looks older, and it makes me feel younger.
Yeah, he lost some weight, too.
He did. He always does, though.
Yeah,
he starts
he'll gain it back mid-season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Start losing a couple games, he'll comfort eat.
But Rex Ryan and get his jar of M&Ms.
Yeah, and Hard Knocks a couple years ago, and just handfuls at a time.
All right. So what do you think? We got a couple of guys on defense that are out because of suspension on the line. And so it's
Jones, Brad Jones, and the Troy Guyon.
Tough. But we got Raji. He's back.
Raji's back, yep.
And I think that's big. That's going to be – and I think – I don't remember.
He is big, yeah.
He's. I think he's on a one-year contract.
Is he?
I think.
Like last year of it?
I think so. Yeah. I could be wrong.
So he could be playing for a contract.
Right. So he should do pretty good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you have Jones and Guyon suspended, but they're coming back after a game or two.
Yep.
Who do you think the Packers drop to make room for him?
I don't know. My concern really, not to skirt your question, but a linebacker has got me worried.
Linebacker?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have faith in what, the inside linebackers?
Yeah. It just seems like that could be – I think they've been stocking up on these big boys on the line, but I don't know. It just – it seems like last year a couple times, or more than a couple times, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Well, we don't have Hawk anymore, that solid core to the defense. We joke about Hawk, but he was there a long time. And
he was.
He was solid.
He was.
He was never a superstar. But
exactly.
Wasn't flashy. You never had to talk about him all that much because he didn't mess up all that
much. Yeah, he was just kind of like a goalie. You never talk about him unless he lets one in, you know. So, I agree. It just seems like he was pretty heavy on the pay scale. That's why he got let go. But, yeah, I don't know. I just I think our secondary is going to be really good. You know, you can never have all the positions covered perfectly. So, but
I think we're probably going to get rid of – I'm just looking at the depth chart here. Probably get rid of Gaston when the guys come back from suspension.
Okay.
Don't think we'll keep another – we're pretty stacked at the defensive line right now. We'll probably get rid of, I'd say, Dimitri Goodson because we have – 7 cornerbacks right now, and he's at the bottom of that 7. Okay. So that would be my guess.
I'd be curious to see once when they try to park on the practice team.
They have one more spot left on the practice squad. So,
and it's always a gamble every year on who's going to get, you know. You want to keep the big guys on the practice squad in case one of your big guys get hurt because they're harder to fill in. Mm-hmm. You know, the quarterback, you're going to have your 2-3 guys. Hopefully you don't have to deal with them. But it always seems like if you lose, besides quarterback, because it is a QB league, if you lose a top lineman, it just changes the whole dynamic.
Well, we lost. Who was it we lost? We lost our center. And then who came in?
They shifted him over, didn't they?
They shifted him over?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it TJ Lang? Or Corey Linsley. That's right. Corey Linsley stepped up as our center after our center went down, and he was one of the best in the league.
Yeah, that was weird. That doesn't happen.
It's nice, though.
So, we talked about predictions.
What about that Eagles game? Preseason game. Game 3.
That's horrible.
First half, we gave up 39 points.
I don't want to talk about
it. To Chip Kelly's offense.
That was not nice. Why are you going there?
Sam Bradford.
You're not giving it up, are you?
Tim Tebow. I don't think Tim Tebow actually threw in the first half, but
I think he got cut too.
He did get cut. Yeah, Tim Tebow's gone. But yeah, that
you got to give the guy credit for trying.
Tim
just
Tebow?
Won't go away. I mean, he's made for TV. You know, it's like now he can go back to his announcing job. And who is he on? CBS, I think.
Is he? Yeah, I know he has some announcing job.
But, yeah. No, I don't. Again, like you said before, though, you don't know what to believe in preseason because you don't know who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're much better at the Packer roster than I am. But then you got to also know the other team's depth and when they're playing. And you don't know what they're trying because I think nowadays it's not like the old days that they're willing to lose the game so they can try out players or try out plays.
Well, they should be.
And, well, they should
be. It doesn't matter.
It's always night and day difference, though. It's kind of like when you go from preseason to regular season, when you go to regular season to postseason. You just feel that intensity ramp up. Each one has that extra step that they do.
We're only a couple of days away from some football games that matter.
What are you bringing over?
What am I bringing over?
Are you coming over here to watch?
I'm coming over.
What are you bringing?
Are there requests, or am I just supposed to grab something?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, that's a housewarming gift. That's the kind of thing you do. You come and watch. I pay for the DirecTV.
Am I supposed to bring, like, something to drink? Because you're always pretty covered on that.
I'm open.
You're open.
Tequila?
Tequila. I bought some more tequila just the other day. It was running low.
What did you get you got that bottle in there that was it honey?
The Tennessee honey whiskey? Yeah, see? That'll be my...
Okay, that would be for the first game.
That's for the first game?
Yeah. Why don't you bring up the we'll go run through them quick. I mean, you know, not that it really matters, but bring up the first week, and we'll run through the North.
All right.
And then we can do that, and then we can do kind of a quick wrap-up here.
Okay.
It's always I always love and hate this time of year because, you know, just love football season. But the fact that I know what football season also brings, cold and snow.
Depends where you live.
Well, I don't know. You haven't bought me that house down in Florida yet. But it's a great way to start the year, though, playing the Bears. A lot of people, again, we're being headquartered in Minnesota, a lot of people in Minnesota think that the Packers and the Vikings have a really big rivalry. But that's from the Viking fans to Packer fans. True Packer fans say, no, the number one rivalry is the Bears.
The Bears.
It's always the Bears. Always has been, always will be. I mean, it goes back. You just read history on it. And
isn't it the oldest rivalry in football?
Yep. Yeah. And I think it's because it is for the Vikings. It is their biggest one. And, you know, I grew up, the Packers stunk. You know, all the way up until I was in my 20s. Yeah, I grew up hearing, oh, you should have been here when Lombardi was here. Oh, geez, Lombardi. But then, I mean, I went to a game at Lambeau Field way before you ever got to go. And we beat Tampa Bay. Barely. And I think that was like our third win of the year that we got that year. It was just horrible. Lindy Anfani and, oh, man. Just horrible years. It's like bad news Bears football.
Do you know what the worst Packers season has been since I've been a fan?
8-8.
6-10.
Was it?
Rodgers' first season.
Okay. I thought he went 8. Okay. I didn't realize he went 6-10.
I think it was 6-10. Okay. I might be wrong. Unless I'm thinking of Manning or something. I know he had a losing record his first year.
I could go. That's a. I could ask you a question. How you think he's going to do this year? Because I think he broke down last year.
In the cold. Mm-hmm. Depends where they play.
Well, I'm not talking about Eli.
I know what you're okay. talking about.
All right. So what do we got?
Bears.
Bears. Packers. Yeah. Of course.
All right. And then we got. I think I lost it. Lions. Chargers. At Chargers.
You got to go with Chargers.
Why?
I think they got a good team this year.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a pretty close matchup.
So who are you picking?
I don't know.
Well, you got to.
I'm on the spot.
Lady,
I'm
go help
him.
I'm
in the hot seat.
Lady, go help him pick.
I'll probably say Chargers.
Left paw, Chargers. Right paw. Bear, yeah, or Lions.
Let's see.
Okay, so I picked you. Who did you go with again?
Chargers.
Okay, so we both picked Chargers.
Yeah. All right, Monday night, Vikings 49ers. Game starts at 9:20.
Wow.
Central well, time.
That's when you're glad you don't live on the East Coast. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
You mean the West Coast?
No, because if you're on the East Coast, it starts at 10:30.
No, if you're on the West Coast, it starts it. Oh, no, I got messed up on my East and West.
That happens so seldom. It's so nice when I'm right.
Dang it. One time he's right, it's recorded.
Hey, girl. She came to me right when I was right. Yeah. She came over and she said, yeah, good boy.
Now pet me.
Yeah. Never gets enough. Okay, and is that it?
Vikings, Niners.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, who'd you pick?
I
picked
you.
The Vikings.
You didn't say that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
It's recorded.
It's not recorded because you never said it.
I did.
You picked Vikings?
Yep.
I'll pick Vikings. Well, that's okay. Boring. You pick Niners. I'll pick Vikings.
No, I think they're just a mess. They really are. I just, I don't know.
What do you think about Thursday's game? First game of the season, Steelers-Patriots.
I think that I'm going to get really tired listening to the game while they talk about Deflategate and everything else that's going on. I'm old school, and I like the Steelers. I'm going to go with Steelers.
Steelers.
I shouldn't, but I'll go with my heart, not my head.
I think they'll be a good team this year, Steelers.
I think they've really turned some stuff around.
But their superstar running back won't be there game one or game two. Le'Veon Bell, he's suspended.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap up, do you have anything else?
Go, Pack, go.
Bleed green and gold. What do you think about this whole thing with Deflategate? I mean, I know
you seriously had to put that in the podcast?
I know, but today there's more stuff that's come on, and you can't have a football thing without talking about the top story.
I didn't see what came on today.
It was just, there was ESPN did a in-depth piece. I didn't get through the whole thing. Jeez, you're pushing me off the chair, lady. But how many instances over the years that
it's
teams
like the have been spying and
yeah,
stuff.
Been complaining about the different things that the Patriots did. Like, apparently, the NFL went in and found at their headquarters a lot of video and handwritten stuff on hand signals from other teams.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Right.
Spygate.
And so they destroyed all that. They got rid of it. And it kind of makes sense now why Goodell came down so heavy without enough
proof.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, why would they stop? It's working. They're winning Super
exactly.
Bowls. They're
right.
not punish.
So they didn't want to.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Because NFL stands for not for long. I don't know. That's your take on it? I mean, this whole thing, it's
I think the Deflategate
games, it's just crazy.
I think the Deflategate part is pretty, you know, overly done. It's just it's a football. And it was only for the first half, and then they were fine, and he had better stats in the second half anyways. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't think it's a big deal.
I just got way blown on it, but the one thing out of this, for the last 8 months, the NFL has stayed in the top of the news. And then Goodell gets his pee-pee whapped by the judge, telling him, you know, you went way out of line. I'm throwing this out. And again, they're on the top of the news as the season kicks off. So they're mm-hmm. masters.
Even without the 4-game suspension, though, it's still the biggest punishment in NFL history. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like $1 million or something to Robert Kraft?
I don't remember.
Or was it 100? No, it wasn't. It was like $1 million, I think.
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was. But
Sean Payton with Bounty Gate was the last one.
I think he was 500, I think. And Kraft has always been a good old boy, you know, in the network. He always got to cover the shield. You got to protect the shield and that whole thing. And he's kind of come out swinging here with it. But you know, anyway.
But we digress.
Mm-hmm. all right. So next time we talk about the Packers win over the Bears.
Yep.
And
look ahead to, is it Seahawks?
I don't
Week
know.
Two? I think it's Seahawks at Lambeau.
What a great start to the year.
Yeah. It's going to be a long, long ride home from Lambeau. But
and you're doing this week 17, aren't you?
I am doing week 17.
In Lambeau.
In Lambeau, Packers, Vikings. I might be, if we can find something reasonably priced, might be going to November 22nd at the, what is it, Gopher Stadium, right?
Yeah.
For this year, for the Vikings. Might go into the Packer-Viking game.
Really?
In Minnesota as well.
Yeah, you stinker. you gotta record some stuff when you go to Lambeau, and then we can put it on the podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant like signals and stuff, and I can send it to the Patriots. Be like, hey, what do you give me for this?
Okay, we'll end it on that. Okay, good first podcast.
All right.